And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is body art. And at the beginning of the show, I talked about piercings and how this interferes with the meridian system, along which the acupuncture points are located. And now I've started talking about body tattoos. And as I said, I learned nothing about body tattoos in medical school, except for the fact it was mentioned at some point that everyone in prison had body tattoos. And I think that's pretty much true, although I don't claim to say that body tattoos are associated with becoming a bad person, although from what I've now learned about the heavy metals in tattoos, of course we know that heavy metal exposure to the brain, especially with mercury, can cause what's called Mad Hatter syndrome. That's why the people that were making felt tip hats with stiff brims about a century ago using mercury developed severe behavioral changes and became very nasty people. So I'm not saying that that is a side effect of a tattoo, but one has to start to wonder if maybe that's not involved to some degree. Because, as it turns out, in fact, thimerosal is also in tattoos. Now, thimerosal was removed from contact lens solutions some time ago. Yes, in fact, they were allowing our eyes to be exposed to mercury some time ago. They took that out. But just recently, over the last few years, there's been this big talk, especially in the autism community, about thimerosal and vaccines. As I've said a million times, that's a distraction. Aluminum and mercury cause Alzheimer's and do cause behavioral changes, but it does not cause you to lose speech and flap your hands and all the things with autism. But let me just get back to this in regards to what the tattoos have. Although I want to also bring up something else I brought up in the newsletter. This is kind of chilling. When I lived in Long Island, there was a girl that came to meetings of a group I was involved with who had the nickname Barcode. And guess why that was her nickname? Because she actually had a barcode tattooed on the back of her neck. Of course, it would have been more perfect if it was on her forehead, but I just wanted to bring that up. You know, you have to ask yourself, why would someone do that? Apparently to get attention. Of course, she also shaved her head so you would be sure not to miss her barcode tattoo. But if that's what it takes to get attention, I'd say, you know, just become a hermit. That's not something I would want to do. Anyways, I received an article entitled, Is Your Tattoo Making You Sick? And this is posted on healthfreedoms.org. And this is what finally pushed me to cover this subject. And what it said in this article is that tattoo ink distributors are not required to list ingredients on the bottles. By the way, neither are cosmetic manufacturers or people that make hygiene products. You know, they may have some ingredients listed on there, but you don't know if it's accurate. You don't know what the percentages are. Basically, there's no FDA oversight. It's all just, you know, dog and pony show type thing. So anyways, tattoo ink distributors are not required to list ingredients on the bottles of tattoo ink, and some tattoo artists mix ink themselves. I had asked my associate to give me some information on this, and he has not been able to because he contacted his distributor, and his distributor won't give him the information. And then he contacted other tattoo ink distributors, and none of them will give him the information. So this is kind of concerning. And, you know, this just goes to show people are just trusting. You know, people believe, well, if a product is being sold, it must be safe. Somebody must be overseeing it. So I'll buy it, and I'll inject it into people and into myself, because this person is very sick, as I said, has contacted me many times and told me that his brain starts frying when he uses his computer. And now that I realize he's got massive levels of heavy metals in him from tattooing, this is no surprise. His brain is actually frying. It's being heated up by frequencies emitted from the computer because of the tattoo ink. And he was also on antibiotics for years, and these things all combine with each other, and it's too much for me to get into. But I'm just trying to get people to realize that just because something is available out there, do not assume either that it's safe, that there's any oversight, that the people using it have a clue about what it actually does, because that's their business. And so they're not going to tell you because that's their business. They don't want to go out of business. Okay? But let me get back to this article. So the article from healthfreedoms.org states, and I quote, the U.S. FDA has launched an investigation after new research turned up troubling findings about toxic chemicals in tattoo ink. I mean, do I hear you all clapping out there? The FDA is going to launch an investigation, this same fraudulent drug administration that has allowed us to be poisoned with hundreds of drugs and vaccines and keeps denying vaccine adverse effects. And the list goes on and on and on. And now they're going to launch an investigation. Now, we don't know what made them decide to launch their investigation, but who gives a crap? Because they'll launch their investigation and nothing will be done. Just like the pets being poisoned from the chicken jerky from China, which was still on the packaged aisles at Walmart as of yesterday. Okay. All right. This gets so disgusting. I feel like throwing up. The article reported that inks can contain thimerosal, phthalates, metals, and that's, of course, also why MRIs are affected and why misdiagnoses of melanomas are occurring, and hydrocarbons that are carcinogens and endocrine disruptors. And as I mentioned earlier, if the needle's contaminated with organisms, those organisms will be injected into the ink as well. In fact, I now think of tattoos as a vaccine that leaves a permanent mark on the skin. Since vaccines and tattoos contain many of the same toxins, of course, there's also going to be a cumulative effect of the damage. And the article also states that an estimated 45 million people in the U.S. have at least one tattoo. Not a single one has been given informed consent as to what they're being injected with or to what these tattoos actually do. The article also talks about black tattoo inks being made from soot. Soot, people, do you know what soot is? The product of combustion out of your fireplace? So you take it out of the fireplace and you put a little water and you stick it in a needle and you poke it into your skin? Yes, indeed. That's how they make black tattoo ink. And, of course, this causes skin cancer in animal tests. Colored inks can contain lead, cadmium, chromium, nickel, titanium, and other heavy metals. Okay. I also investigated who is making the tattoo inks. Put in to any search engine, tattoo ink manufacturers in China. See how many pages you can scroll through. The same China that's poisoning our pets, poisoning our babies, giving us children's jewelry that's got toxic levels of lead, etc., etc. Why is this happening? I mean, I know China owns us, that they own more of our bonds than any other country, you know, as the Federal Reserve just keeps cranking out those Federal Reserve notes China's basically buying up the treasury bonds to cover it. Is that why they're allowing us to poison them? I wonder if any of them will ever tell us why. There's the music. We'll be right back. Call in if you have any comments or questions, please. And we're back with What's Ailing America. Our answer today is body art. And I'm sure many of you are just shaking your heads and saying, wow. Even piercings, tattoos, wearing jewelry, they have weaponized everything, people. And yes, in fact, it's true. And I do hope that you will share the show with your young children, your tweens, your, you know, adolescents, whatever the case may be. You know, if you're homeschooling them and you're teaching them history and they're watching different videos such as The Eternal Jew, which you can watch on YouTube. Actually, one of my listeners just sent me another one, which is really excellent. What World Famous Men Said About the Kenites, K-E-N-I-T-E-S. Type that into YouTube. Watch that with your children. We have to identify the enemy. The enemy has weaponized everything. They are in plain sight. They are controlling the world. They need to be quarantined. And even something as easy as jewelry. And as I mentioned, the whole thing with China, sending jewelry for children here, which is laced with lead, toxic levels of lead that can kill them. And then when they get a little bit older, they get piercings, and then they get the more expensive jewelry, which can actually change the polarity of their energy system. I'm telling you, people, I will never run out of answers to the question, what's ailing America? And I wish we could just vaporize these psychopaths, because it would be really nice to just have a big party and celebrate, you know, the restoration of humanity's actual, you know, positive world. And you know, have a good time instead of having to suffer and die and lose everything we have at the hands of these predators. So anyways, just a couple more things in regards to the tattoo situation. One of my clients / listeners had mentioned the movie The Illustrated Man, which you can get from Netflix from 1969. This is a movie about tattoos. And right at the beginning of the movie, they say they're not tattoos, they are skin illustrations. And you can watch the movie to see, you know, the kind of sci-fi aspect of tattoos. As a matter of fact, there was also a X-Files episode of tattoos, which was even more interesting in terms of the tattoos coming alive and such. But I didn't have time to look that up to tell you the exact title of that. But just a couple other things to let you know. You can go to eHow, E-H-O-W, and they have a site there, How to Make Homemade Tattoo Ink from Household Items. And here it states, many tattoo artists are now make their own tattoo inks because commercial tattoo inks can contain heavy metals. And because manufacturers are reluctant to release the ingredients, well, ding, 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 you know, if you're not told what's in something that you're going to be injecting into people, if you have a conscience, of course you're not going to buy it. And certainly you're not going to inject it into yourself or your children. But why then are you going to go and make your own? And they give their recipe and they talk about using, let's see, purchase India ink from an art supply store instead of making homemade tattoo ink whenever possible, because the homemade tattoo ink that they're talking about, let's see, they're actually talking about removing a carbon stick from a pencil, okay, and making a tattoo ink out of that. But instead, you can go to your craft store and buy India ink. Oh yeah, I'm sure that that's sterile India ink. It's meant for injection. You know, you can't make this stuff up. And this is what they're suggesting people do, because the tattoo ink from this, the tattoo ink manufacturers, and I'm sure especially the ones in China, are even worse. Okay? Of course, your other alternative is don't get a tattoo. You know, if you want, if you really want to get one for some reason, get one of those ones, I don't remember what they're called, but, you know, you stick some water on the other end and you slather it on and you just take off the paper and you have a pretend tattoo. As a matter of fact, I can tell you, when I worked in the emergency room and, you know, 70, 80-year-old women would roll in, and, you know, they'd have to be disrobed for us to be examine them and such. And then you see all kinds of interesting tattoos. It's just kind of creepy. But anyways, I guess, you know, maybe you consider me a prude for saying that. But I would not want to be a 70, 80-year-old woman, you know, being examined by somebody after a trauma and having tattoos in weird places. For whatever reason. Okay. Interestingly, once again, I was not able to find out exactly what happens when the toxic tattoo ink is injected any place except for Wikipedia. I could not find it in any of these other articles that I accessed online. I could not find it in my medical books. Only Wikipedia, which, of course, we know is CIA, and people can contribute to it. But I will say that I did vet this, and it makes sense, because I knew that, obviously, the immune system has to be involved, and the part of the immune system that has to be involved is the macrophages. So this does make sense, and it's the only reasoning I'm mentioning it. But I want to tell you what happens when the tattoo ink is injected into the skin. Because obviously you realize the skin doesn't want this injected in there, okay, any more than my skin wanted hepatitis B vaccine injected into it. It had to find a way to localize the poison. And I developed these nodules along my acupuncture lines, the meridian for my liver, because the hepatitis B vaccine first went to the liver, because that's what hepatitis virus does. And, of course, the hepatitis B vaccine is virus. They're giving you hepatitis. And only because I knew what to do after I learned what was going on do I not suffer any damage from that vaccine, except for these nodules, which I, you know, basically have as a reminder of where my liver acupuncture line is. But, as I said, if you go to Wikipedia and you ask for tattoo information, you will find some information in regards to what happens when the tattoo ink is injected. And let me just read what they say. Tattooing involves the placement of pigment into the skin's dermis, the layer of dermal tissue underlying the epidermis. So it's, you know, the second layer down. And actually, in terms of vaccine reactions with the skin, we have eczema, we have scleroderma, and we have psoriasis. So eczema is the top layer, psoriasis is the second layer, the dermis, scleroderma is the third layer. So these are vaccine reactions to vaccines in the skin. And, you know, so basically I'm just trying to correlate this with the tattoos, which, as I said, if you put a little bit of whatever hepatitis on the needle, you got a vaccine. Only you got inks in the vaccine as well that actually stay in the skin. Okay, so after initial injection, pigment is dispersed throughout a damaged layer down through the epidermis and the upper dermis, in both of which the presence of the foreign material activates the immune system's phagocytes to engulf the pigment particles. And phagocytes are part of the white cell system. Basically, that's their job, to go around and engulf stuff that's not supposed to be there. So when the tattoo ink is shot into the skin, the phagocytes report for duty and start eating the garbage. As healing proceeds, the damaged epidermis flakes away, while deeper in the skin, granulation tissue forms. So the damaged surface pigment is actually gotten rid of, much like when you get a sunburn. And then in the deeper skin, the dermis, this granulation tissue forms, which is a type of scar tissue. Later on, this is converted to connective tissue by collagen growth. And so this mends the upper dermis, where the pigment remains trapped within fibroblasts, you know, which are precursor skin cells, ultimately concentrating in a layer just below the dermis-epidermis boundary. Its presence there is stable, but in the long term, the pigment tends to migrate deeper into the dermis, accounting for the degraded detail of old tattoos, and I'm sure accounting for the misdiagnosis of melanomas in people that get MRIs that have these old tattoos. So basically, there's more on the site, but that's the heart of which I wanted to get to. And, you know, I invited this individual that I know that has tattoos and does tattoos to be on the show. I knew he wouldn't do so, because you see, it's really hard. Just like when I was a doctor giving vaccines, and then I had to face that I was hurting people with vaccines. But you see, I took 17 years of education, you know, training, medical school, residency, all of it. I threw it in the garbage along with hundreds of thousands of dollars of school loans because I realized I was hurting people. So I'm waiting to see what happens with my associate, the tattoo artist, because he has very much harmed himself as well. And, you know, it's a hard thing to realize that everything you've trained for your whole life is bad. It's hurting people. It's been corrupted. But you see, this is a line in the sand. If you keep doing it, then you're evil. You've sold your soul for cash, and you are knowingly harming others to make a buck. What should be done is you should start waking people up and saying, oh no, what have I done? This is the situation with tattoos. And find another way to make a living. For example, people that do tattoos oftentimes are very good artists. So you can do your artwork and find a way to make a living by selling your artwork. You don't have to use toxic, poisonous tattoo ink to electronically, you know, basically inject it into people's skins. You can just sell the illustrations. And I'm sure this person is listening, and I hope that he will consider doing that, because I tell the truth no matter who it offends. No matter whose ego is assaulted, I don't care. Because if we're ever going to get out of this hell that we live in, then everybody that's doing the wrong thing, whether they do it knowingly or unknowingly, has to be stopped. Now, if they're doing it unknowingly, and then they find out what's going on, then all of a sudden it's knowingly. And, you know, this is just the way it is. This is how it works in the world of telling the truth. I don't know how else to explain it, because so few people are on that level that even practice it, much less understand it. But anyways, I was hoping to get some calls from people who have perhaps experienced piercings or tattooings or anything else that they would like to mention to participate in the show. If you would like to do so, please feel free to tune in, chime in, whatever. In the meantime, I have some other articles here that I'll talk about. Let me just mention, As I said, tomorrow on my These Changing Times radio.ning.com show, I will have J.B. Campbell on again, the most requested guest I've ever had, to basically continue our discussion on what we're going to do about this defense against Jewish aggression situation, defense against psychopathic aggression, whatever you want to call it, you know, this idea that he came up with for us to stop the psychopaths who are killing us and destroying the planet. But also tomorrow evening on my republicbroadcasting.org show, I'm going to be doing a show discussing this new documentary, The Greater Good. If you haven't seen it, you can go to naturalnews.com. You have to buy it for $10. I don't think it's available without paying a price for it, but it's not available for free on YouTube. You can watch the trailer. Total waste of money. However, it's a very good demonstration of the psyops that is the anti-vaccine movement. Just the title itself, The Greater Good. For the brain-controlled, heavy metal-infested, you know, vaccine-damaged, fluoridated, aspartame, psychotropically drugged population, even if they watch it and they see this girl who got the Gardasil vaccine, who's extremely damaged, which is, you know, they flash her in a couple of times and she talks about how damaged she is and you say, oh, isn't that sad? But then the whole title of the documentary, The Greater Good, the take-home message is, for the greater good, we have to get the herd vaccinated. You know, if some young girl becomes disabled for life because of getting the vaccine, well, it was for the greater good. So that's a very good example of absolute psyops. And just the name itself tells you that. But I'll be going into more, you know, evaluation of that tomorrow evening on RBN. Because I'm trying to teach people how to critically evaluate and use logic to figure out who's lying to you. Because that's what you need to do. And then also, there's been another development, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time, excuse me, going into it now, but on Backtruth and a couple of other sites, they've been discussing new minions. I will call them the new Wakefields, Polanski and Lee, talking about recombinant DNA in the Gardasil and MMR vaccine, and claiming that that causes autism. And the dangers that occur when people that have no clue about science, that don't even know what a virus is, starts writing articles about this, acting like these people have figured something out when it's all a scam. You know, it gets very tiring to have to basically, you know, shine a light on these minions. It's like, you know, rats. They just keep coming out. You know, Christina England, the journalist, actually found the documents from over 30 years ago showing that they knew that autism is SSPE, subacute sclerosing panencephalitis. I've been saying it for 15 years. I had no knowledge of these documents when I said it. And she has put out that information. In fact, the VacTruth Facebook page has now been attacked by some bot called Watt. I don't remember what it stands for. But that in itself is proof. She's right over the target. So now it's like the vaccine minions, they start saying, okay, let us get some more ways to distract and confuse, distract and confuse. Oh, okay, we'll bring up these two scientists and we'll talk about recombinant DNA. Because nobody knows what the heck that is anyways. So we can obviously confuse the masses. And that's what they've attempted to do. And actually, this has stimulated me. I was working on my anti-Hippocratic Oath book, but I just can't get that done. It's very painful to even relive those old memories. But this has got me motivated. I'm now going to do my vaccine book. in my vaccine disinfo book and show who the monsters are, how the monsters operate, and in some cases, how the monsters are being financially compensated. Because you have to realize what's going on. Many of you are actually backing National Vaccine Information Center, Generation Rescue, Andrew Wakefield, different minions that are actually causing you to be lied to and distracted from the self-evident truth that I figured out 15 years ago. And this is not about me. It's not about my ego. I would like to go on vacation. I would like to have a break from having to do what I do every single day to stop the war on humanity. If these people would join with me, it would be over. But instead, they're lying to you, getting you to donate to them, and getting you to tell others to, you know, go to their websites, check out what they say. And guess what? That's why your children continue to die. That's why your pets continue to die. Because of what you are doing. So anyways, that's what I'll be talking about on republicbroadcasting.org tomorrow from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. All right. Still waiting for any of you to call in if you're interested. Perhaps you're enjoying the first day of fall out and about, you know, not having the drought or the floods, at least in my part of the woods at this point. It's actually kind of a nice day. All right, first thing I wanted to mention, it was amazing. Just, let's see, 9:20, so that was Thursday. On the Dr. Oz show. Now, let me tell you, I watch television as a service to all of you. It's not that I enjoy watching it, but I have a way of not being attacked by the frequencies because I have a 15-year-old analog TV in my bedroom where I watch it, and it's across the house from the cable box. But I monitor television so I can tell you what they're feeding the sheep, because I know a lot of you don't watch it. And it's very important to know, what are they feeding the sheep? Why are the sheep still sheep? And I couldn't believe my ears, although nothing surprises me, on September 20th, when the wizard, Dr. Oz, actually, this was not on his show. He was on this show, The View, which is five women sitting around a table telling you all kinds of lies and trying to get you to, oh, let's look at this celebrity and the Emmys and who gives a crap, okay? But they like to have the wizard on occasionally because we all know he's America's doctor. And anytime we have a health question, who else are we to ask but the wizard? So they started talking about vaccines, and Dr. Oz actually said that he vaccinated his own children, but did it differently. Even though on his own show, he said he's never vaccinated his children. Dr. Oz was caught in a lie. What shall we do? Okay, there's the music. We'll be right back. And we're back with What's Ailing America, the last segment where our answer today was body art. And I hope all of you will tell your friends and loved ones to listen to the archive of this show. It should be up on the lightofdayradioshow.com by tomorrow on the main page of Dr. Crowley Archives if they have piercings or tattoos, so at the very least they won't get any more, because we have to protect our bodies from as many toxins as possible if we are going to survive this poison planet being created by the Jewish psychopaths. And as I was saying before the break, and I want to repeat this because this is very important, one of the best psyops the, you know, Hollywood types have done on the people is create America's doctor, the Wizard of Oz. And the things that this man promotes, of course, here and there we'll have an herb, a supplement. Of course, he tells people to buy the cheapest supplements they can, you know, go to Walgreens, blah, blah, blah. He promotes electroshock therapy, microwave. Every show he does where somebody's cooking, they're cooking with microwaves, which kill the food and actually create mutated DNA for you to eat. But one of the most disturbing things is that he promotes vaccines. Now, it's been reported on Mike Adams' Natural News site that Dr. Oz, and this is from November 11, let's see, 2011, that Dr. Oz is a huge promoter of vaccines. He's been on television reinforcing fear about H1N1 swine flu and telling everyone to get vaccinated. But what he didn't tell his viewing audience is that he holds 150,000 option shares in a vaccine company that will earn him millions of dollars in profits as the stock price rises. Now, also, he had mentioned on, I believe his own show, but there's probably 10 or 15 YouTubes of him actually talking about how his wife refuses to let his children get vaccinated. He actually stated that, you know, well, at home, I'm Mr. Oz, I'm not Dr. Oz. And his wife has even been on his show talking about homeopathy. Point being is that he has said on the air, and there's at least 10 or 15 YouTubes of him saying it, check things out for yourself, that he did not vaccinate his own children. Then, on September 20th, 2012, on The View, he said, and I quote, that he vaccinated his own children, but did it, quote, unquote, differently. Did not explain what differently means. I suspect it means homeopathically. But I wish somebody, because I don't know how to do this, technologically, I'm basically, you know, a newbie. I wish somebody would take the YouTube of him saying that he never vaccinated his children, go on The View's archives, get that little tidbit where he says he did vaccinate, only he did it, quote unquote, differently. You know, combine that into a YouTube and put that out there. Because this man is so dangerous. He is basically getting people to trust him, to believe what he says. And the fact that he's talking about, oh yeah, eat more blueberries, you know, eat some yerba mate tea, whatever. You know, he will mention some quote-unquote natural things while most of your medical devils are telling you that eating a alkaline organic diet is witchcraft. You know, he will at least admit that nutrition has something to do with health. But then he's in there promoting vaccines, promoting electroshock therapy, promoting drugs, promoting microwave, and basically telling you what the myths are. He has lots of shows talking about health myths. So in order to find out whether or not a flu vaccine can cause the flu, we have to seek out Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz says no. Grandma got the flu vaccine. Grandma came down with the flu. But Dr. Oz said that's not possible to happen after the vaccine. So either Grandma was faking it, or I don't know what you know, excuse B is, but this is how they're psyoping American people again, and also trying to get them to believe that doctors can be trusted. Because look at the wizard. He's a handsome man. His daughter's on this Chew network pretending she has some health background and talking about the different nutrients and different food that they cook. And actually, on The View, he mentioned he wanted to go on Dancing with the Stars. I mean, this is what always happens. You know, we have this Dr. Drew psychiatrist minion who gets hundreds of thousands of dollars from Big Pharma to promote psychiatric drugs and has his show on HLN News in the evening. He's like the Dr. Oz of psychiatry. That's how I would basically describe him. And he had also talked about going on the Dancing with Stars. So you see, this is what they do. They get our, you know, they pick our health experts for us, and then they become contestants on Dancing with the Stars, and that contributes to their celebrity. And this is a really sick situation, okay? I don't know how many of you are disgusted as I am. Probably not many, because you don't watch television like I do to monitor it and report to you what's going on. But that's the situation, and that's why we live in hell. Okay, we're running out of time. Just a couple other things I wanted to mention to you. And, you know, this goes under you can't make this stuff up category. On September 18th, 2012, there was actually on a number of networks an article about an obese man by the name of Ronald Post. He's a death row inmate who has now filed papers because he's been on death row for 30 years for murder. Of course, the psychopaths are committing genocide, hundreds and thousands of people with their vaccines and their toxic drugs and things of that nature. But this man killed somebody. I don't remember the details. Of course, killing people is bad. But whatever. He wasn't a Mason, so he was actually convicted. He's been on death row for 30 years. And while he was on death row, he gained a lot of weight. And this is in Ohio. And now he is stating that he's too obese for execution because he would endure torturous and lingering death. I thought this was hilarious, okay? Too abuse for execution. Because, in other words, you know, they'll have to lay him flat while they're trying to get an IV in him to inject the drugs to kill him. And, of course, it'll be hard to find his veins because he's got lots of fat, so they have to go digging for his veins. So this is what I would suggest they do for Ronald Post. Send him to any hospital in Ohio and put him in the chemo ward and start injecting him, or you don't even have to inject him. Give him chemo drugs orally. Send him for radiation therapy and see how fast he dies. You know, just give him the usual oncology treatment, and this will get rid of him. We could save ourselves lots of money in going through the appeal process, and that will take care of the death of Ronald Post. Why should, you know, all the people with cancer be the only ones who are experiencing death by chemo? You know, Ronald Post could do that as well. And who knows? Maybe he's got a cancer brewing somewhere. Well, I don't even want to go down that road. I have a very dark sense of humor sometimes. But anyways, that's my suggestion for Ohio's death row in regards to their obese Mr. Post. Okay, let's see. Almost out of time. This is probably the last article I'll get to. Thursday, September 20, 2012, CharlotteObserver.com. Healthcare tax penalty to affect nearly 6 million. Okay, now we're getting the details, folks. How much is it going to cost me? And I hope a number of you who are going to just say no to Obamacare. We're not going to get our forced vaccines. We're not going to get our forced mammals, our colonoscopies. We're not going to get our psyche valves. We're not going to get any of your crap. How much do we have to pay to avoid your, you know, destruction of our health in order to keep our insurance? And we finally get the answer in this article. And this is going to occur, let's see, analysts raise the estimate of people who will pay for lacking coverage in 2016. The average penalty will be about $1,200, okay? And actually, I consider that a bargain. You know, that's a very large percentage of my income, but certainly I would rather do that than have them force me to not only pay for the insurance, but then have to get all the stuff that the insurance will command me to get. They actually state that it's going to cause at least $4,300 for a single plan to get insurance. So $1,200 to avoid death. I say that's a bargain. Okay, folks, then we're out of time. Thanks for listening. Well, see you next week. Bye-bye.
At Orion News Talk, we know times are bad. Ever since 9/11, a battle has been waging against we the people. Our Constitution is under attack. A clandestine war has been launched.